This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We told you about this at the beginning of the month, I think, when the jobs report came out and showed something like 850,000 women had left the labor force in September, four times the rate of men. A lot of the industry slammed by the layoffs, hospitality and retail, to name just a couple, are dominated by women. And even women who can work disproportionately bear the childcare and homeschooling burden in families. And that gets us to this. Women's participation in the American labor force has fallen to its lowest level since the late 1980s. And a new report from the Century Foundation and the Center for American Progress lays out what that is going to cost in dollars and otherwise. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
Figuring out childcare has always been a struggle for James Cox. Before the pandemic, she was working crazy hours in two jobs as a restaurant server and a project manager for a nonprofit in Oakland, California.
And now with COVID, it's like, okay, everything is just turned upside down.
Schools are closed. The friends she used to lean on to watch her five-year-old daughter aren't available. She's lost most of her work, but she can't really take new jobs because of the childcare situation. American women could end up losing $64.5 billion a year in earnings, says Julie Cashin, a senior fellow with the Century Foundation.
This is not an individual family problem. This is an everybody problem.
Researchers based their estimate on analysis of federal data from April at the height of lockdowns. Since then, labor force participation among women has barely budged, even as more men have returned to work. And Titan Alon, an economist at UC San Diego, says dropping out can have consequences far beyond the current crisis.
You know, you kind of miss those stepping stones, you miss those career progression opportunities, and then when you come back, you're sort of less valuable to an employer.
Natalie Wright is afraid of that. The biology professor at Kenyon College in Ohio is managing to teach part-time despite being home with two kids after losing their spot in daycare. But she worries the slowdown in her research will be disastrous for her career.
It makes me feel terrified about whether I will get tenure, and I am the family's primary breadwinner.
In the absence of policies to address these disparities, the report says the drop in women's earnings could slow economic recovery. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
Monday morning and every morning, actually during the week, check out the Marketplace Morning Report. All you need to know to get yourself set for your economic day.